older, but then Carrie was always older. We could all tell he'd be a Liam senior squire in a year or so, and we thought he might become a captain under him.
Where was the Duke from? Asked Pox.
Carrie? I don't know. I never asked. I'd never have asked him anything like that, not him. I was a little scared of him. Anyway, Liam had taken us and four men and gone off north of Sorellon. There's a road part way, and then a sort of trail. And at the foot of the mountains there's a village, or was. Someone told me it's gone now, and Sorellon has some kind of fort near there.
Pox realized with a shock that he must be talking about Dwarf Watch.
It was coming on to dark, Garrus went on, and Liam decided to stay in the village. They had an inn. Carrie and I were supposed to see to the horses while he ate. It was a mean-looking place. Narrow stone buildings and a cold little stream between them. Ugly. Anyway, we had finished with the horses and were bringing Liam's things inside when we saw through the window what they were doing. They had already killed two of the men and knocked Liam on the head. Carrie didn't hesitate. He sent me to saddle the horses again and get them ready. Then he went after Liam.
Garrus stopped again to drink.
I don't know what happened inside. It seemed to take forever before Carrie came out with Liam. I'd heard plenty of noise, too. Screams, like I don't want to hear again. Liam was dazed. Carrie helped me get him out and sent me off leading an extra horse for him. He caught up to us some way up the trail, covered with blood. Horse blood, he said.
Said? Asked Ascariel.
You'll see. We took off up trail as fast as the horses could go. That part of the trail is well traveled and easy to follow. Liam could hardly ride. We held him on his horse. When daylight came, I could see the bulge on his head with a crease in the middle. I would have sworn his skull was broken. Carrie coaxed him to eat and drink and cleaned him up. I didn't know what to do but follow Carrie's instructions. Later that day, Liam seemed to wake up. He talked sense to us and told us which way to go when the trail forked. And I realized that Carrie was hurt, too. His saddle had fresh blood on it when he dismounted.
How about you? Asked Leith.
A few bruises from someone who tried to stop us on the way out, nothing else. He had sent me off, you see. Anyway, I tried to help him tie it up. He'd taken a sword gash in the leg and another in the ribs. That night a troop of dwarves came on us. We were near the top of the first pass, the higher one. Liam was well enough to tell them what had befallen us. They were not pleased, and said they'd heard ill of that village. Liam offered that treasure of his, which had been left there if the dwarves would avenge his men and bury them. They agreed.
So then what? Asked Leith.
Then it got colder. I swear to you, I have never been so cold in my life, and never hoped to be either. The next morning, Liam didn't remember the dwarves. We got him on his horse again, he could sit a little better, and I had to help Carrie onto his. Then up and up, and the snow began. The horses slipped and skidded. We got off and led them. We had to go one by one, and we were afraid Liam would slip and fall. But he didn't. That night it was colder yet. We had nothing for a fire, and not much food left. The dwarves had said it would be a half day down after the first pass, then a half day up, and then 2 or 3 days down to the nearest settlement. We stopped at the foot of the second pass. Liam discovered that Carrie was wounded. He'd lost much blood, and had frostbite as well. By the time we got over the second pass, Liam was better, but Carrie was fevered. Once we got below Timberline, we had to stop. He couldn't travel. That's when he cried. It was the fever, of course.